historic low water levels in South American River are casting a shadow on the future instability of the region. The Parana River, the second largest in South America in terms of size and total length, has shrunk quite a bit in some areas over the course of last year. The river is needed for a lot of farmers and fishermen in northern Argentina and Paraguay. Water levels also dropped to historic lows in the Rio Paraguay River, the other major river that also runs between. This comes as 2021 saw the temperature rising a lot with frequent wildfires, especially in Paraguay. There seems to be a lot of overlapping causes. Climate change, for sure, but also the La Niña phenomenon that causes heat and drought across the South American continent, which is the opposite to El Niño, which instead brings copious rainfall. There's also a lot of dams that have gone up in Brazil, and the impact of huge monocultures, especially soy, in Brazil, Argentina, and Paraguay, that are leading to running a lot of these rivers dry. And the monocrops has a major impact not only for deforestation, but also the water and irrigation, and it starves all of the soil of its nutrients. In other words, the river is running dry, and it's another sign of the effects of our modern society and the way that we're structuring it, as that type of structure goes further and further to different parts of the world. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.